5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, we got draft positioning under overs that we're going to get to. By the way, just as an aside before we get to that, did you see that Phoenix lost? Chris Paul lost? Again, with Scott Foster refereeing a playoff game. Scott Foster is undefeated versus Chris Paul. That usually you don't hear something like that out of referee and player. But, well, let's just say Chris Paul is winless. Holy crap. A Scott Foster game is the... that you have to, if you're going to bet on a Chris Paul playoff game, you have to know who the referees are. That comes into play is just amazing. Just amazing. But Scott Foster, once again, destroys all Chris Paul's hopes and dreams. Now, Devin Booker's hamstring had something to do with it. Devin Booker had to leave in the second half after a huge first half. 31 points. And he had to go to the locker room. And he was, we'll see. Not sure how good the Suns are going to be if Devin Booker's not there. But that'll tell you. You know what? And that was the best team in the league. That guy should be MVP. He was the best player on the best team. But you know my undying love for Devin Booker. So, draft position, Lance. Here we go.
You do love Devin Booker.
I love me some Devin Booker. I just have an eye.
Not Kyle Tucker love, but you love him.
Yeah. Well, I just have an eye for talent.
Yeah.
You know? And I saw it early while everybody else was poo-pooing. Oh, Devin Booker.
You're the preeminent basketball expert.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Ahmad Gardner, draft position, under, over, 6.5.
Pretty good number. I don't think he's going 6. The question is, does he go 4? If he doesn't go Jets 4, I still think he could go Giants 5. He probably won't go 6. So who cares about 7? But Giants, you know what? I actually am going to say over.
Over?
Yeah.
I think the Jets could take a 4.
I think the Texans are in play at 3. I think the Giants are...
What about the Jets at 4?
See, well, I've been putting him at the Jets, but the problem is he doesn't really fit Robert Saleh. Well, he fits Robert Saleh's defense, but usually cornerbacks in that defense, think San Francisco 49ers, Richard Sherman, late round pick, like Seattle also, the old Seattle teams with Brandon Browner, and Brandon Browner, Richard Sherman, those guys are not, they're not early round picks. Griffin, Shaquille Griffin was a third round pick out of UCF. Like they typically feel like they can find those guys.
Yeah.
That's the concern is if that's the case, just like a zone scheme center, you don't draft them early.
No.
You can find those guys. So if he's not drafted 4th, the Giants are more likely, I think, to draft offensive line or pass rusher with the 5th pick. And I don't think Carolina is going to draft a cornerback after drafting J.C. Horn 1st last year. So I think the odds are better that he goes over. I've actually seen over-unders at 7.5, which to me is much tougher.
Charles Cross is 7.5.
I'm going to say...
It's a tough one, too.
That's a really tough one. Panthers 6 and then Giants 7. Evan Neal. Depends on... So Evan Neal, Icky. I think Charles Cross has a better chance of getting drafted earlier than Kayvon Thibodeau. I think there's a decent chance. So I'm going to say under. That's a really hard one. That's a good number.
Derek Stingley, 11.5.
Under.
Under?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Olave, 17.5.
Because you have Jets 10, you have 9 Seattle. Both teams need corners. 8, no. 7, Jets again. Actually, that's a pretty good number. I think Seattle would take him. That's my guess. And I think the Texans are in play also. So if the Texans feel like they want Stingley, they may try to trade ahead. Who's the other one? Chris Olave?
Chris Olave, 17.5.
Over.
Over?
Yeah.
He will not be drafted before that.
I think he falls a little bit. I talked to an NFL executive, and I said, who's the wide receiver most likely to fall? And they said Chris Olave.
Jameson Williams, 12.5.
Over. Still an ACL tear. He's still going to miss most of first year.
Ikwuanu, 3.5.
Over.
Over?
Mm-hmm.
George Karloff.
George Karloff's under.
19.5.
Under.
Under.
Love it.
Garrett
Raven, 14.
14.
Yeah.
Kayvon Thibodeau, 5.
So the Jets don't like him. So it really is, will the Giants take him at 5? I think it's that simple. I'm going to say over. So you got to figure out the teams who are going to go. So I think Ikwuanu could be gone, Neal. So Hutchinson, Walker, and Neal are going to be gone inside the top 5. So that's 3. Now you got Sauce, Stingley. Charles Cross. You know, you start to throw all these names in there. I think Kayvon Thibodeau falls out.
I got it. Penning. Well, Trayvon Walker is 2.5. So,
under.
You're going under.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the first two picks.
I like under. Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton, 10.5.
Actually, I think over.
Over?
Yeah. I think now a lot of people are plugging him in with the. A lot of people are plugging him in with the Commanders or the Jets at 10. And I think the Jets like him. I think it's a good number. But in my last mock, I had him going 12. So a slight lean over.
Desmond Ridder, 30.5.
Man, he's a hard one. He's a hard one to gauge. I feel like Desmond Ridder's picking up a little bit of steam because he's just so good in the meetings. He just comes off as very professional. You feel like he's a guy that's going to bust his ass for you. I'm going to say under. We're all putting him at 32, but because everyone's putting him at 32, a team that wants to move up ahead of – a team knows they got to get ahead of 32. And it's probably not going to be 31. 30 and 29 are both Kansas City. I could see them maybe going to 28, a team going to 28 to take Desmond Ridder.
Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis are both 9.5.
Over. I mean, really, you're saying, are they going to be picked by Atlanta or Carolina?
Yeah.
I don't think Carolina. Atlanta.
Well, I don't know after the stuff that Ben McAdoo was saying.
What did Ben McAdoo say?
Ben McAdoo was, at first he said, oh, yeah, Sam Darnold's our starting quarterback. We're going to play. We've got the sound.
Yeah. I think Baker.
And then he was like, well, I said something earlier that I shouldn't have said.
Well, I think it's because they're going to go Baker. That's why. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Baker Mayfield is the rumor. So if Baker ends up there, they're not going to go
quarterback. Or there's all a smoke screen, and they're going to take a quarterback.
They could, but why smokescreen? I mean, no one's taking them.
So, case that somebody wants to come up and get their guy.
If they want to come up and get. Oh, well, now, yeah. If 6 trades back and somebody comes up and drafts quarterback, yeah. No, that's possible ahead of Atlanta. I just think if you played both of those guys over, worst case scenario, you're 1-1. You have no chance of going 0-2. Pickett is not going inside the top 9.
Neither, think Malik is the
Seattle's
first?
Seattle's not drafting a quarterback this year.
Malik is the first.
I think Malik goes first, but the betting favorite actually is it's close between those two. The public and the draft media has been pushing Malik Willis harder than he probably should be pushed because NFL teams don't have that same love. The same way NFL teams didn't have the same love for Dwayne Haskins. That's the last time I remember a guy who was being pushed on the media front and the fan front, but then when you talk to NFL teams, it's like, ooh, it's a different thing. The quarterbacks aren't getting these love from the teams. That's why I'm not. That's why my last mock, I had Malik going first at 16, because I'm not hearing the love from the NFL teams. I don't hear the love.
Yeah.
So I think this may be a media push on quarterbacks more than anything. So it's got people's narrative screwed up. So if you play both guys over 9.5, you're going to be safe. If there is going to be one guy who goes inside the top 10, it's more likely to be Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett. I don't think anyone's coming up inside the top 10 for Kenny Pickett. I just don't see that happening.
All right, 812 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
I think Karloftis is one of my favorites of all the ones you said.
Unders.
Yep, and then over on Ike Ekwonu, I don't think he's a Texan. So if he's not a Texan, he's not going to be a Lion. He's not going to be a Lion at two. He either has to be a Jacksonville Jaguar or you're going to be a winner, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the Texans are going to draft Ekwonu, but, you know, I don't know. There's the number's there for a reason.
All right, why don't you talk about the insurance? That's there for a reason.
TGS Insurance is always there for you. They are always there for you to text the word money to 232323. Here's what ends up happening. They text you back immediately. The system comes back and says, "What's your address?" And then you give your address out, and then they run it through their algorithm of A-rated insurance companies. There's multiple aggregated A-rated insurance companies, and then from there you are going to get a firm quote back within 15 seconds. It's truly incredible. But what you need to know is that you don't have to just keep paying an outrageous amount for your homeowner's insurance. Get competitive rates. I mean, competitive rates are where you save money at all times. You have to have competitive rates. And it's a great opportunity for you to start saving money, put more money back in your pocket. With prices going up across the board on so many different goods and services, you've got to find a way to either make more money or cut. Well, don't cut your insurance. You can do this without cutting your insurance. You can have great insurance, A-rated insurance, and yet at the same time save money on an annual basis. And that's what TGS Insurance is allowing you to do. Text the word money to 232323. That's 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You look at Sam as your starting quarterback?
Sam is our starting quarterback, yes. You know, one of the things I've been working on is being better talking to you people. So, you know, announcing the starting quarterback here, I just put my foot in the mouth. So that wasn't something I should have said, but.
That was Ben McAdoo the other day at his press conference announcing Sam Darnold as the starting quarterback. And then, what? Oh, you guys tricked me. Ben McAdoo seems to be very trickable. So here's the deal is Baker Mayfield, or would you rather have Baker Mayfield with his 18.9, and maybe the Browns pay some of that, probably the Browns. So you're gonna make the Browns pay some of that 18.9, right? Or Gary's killing me. Or draft Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis. Which would you rather do?
For them?
Yeah.
For Carolina?
Knowing that Matt Rhule has to win right away.
Yeah, see, you can't draft Willis or Pickett. I mean Pickett's more ready to take on an NFL offense now. Willis is more ready to make plays outside of passing, and he does have passing ability too. And what's my other option?
You got Baker Mayfield.
I'd rather go Baker, but
you got 1 year left on his deal.
I'd rather go Baker.
Okay, and then you're gonna pay him, $35 million a year.
What you're doing is you're putting a Band-Aid on it. That's the problem. Is I almost think anybody who takes on Baker has to be prepared that what if he plays well? You better go through that contingency. Right. Like, what if Baker plays well? What does play well look like? Let's say he's 28 and 8, and we win 9 games and miss the playoffs at 9 and 8. Nah, we can get away from Baker. You say you can.
Yeah.
Until you say, well, he was good in our locker room. He was good in the meeting room. The guy's sharp. All of a sudden, you're saying these things, and he becomes a known commodity once you get him in a building. That's one of the most dangerous things you can have is an average player who's a known commodity because you're more likely to stick with, quote-unquote, devil you know than devil you don't. So with Baker, now Baker reads defenses. Like Baker's going to do stuff that Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis just aren't going to do because they don't have NFL experience. So as a passer, Baker's going to be way ahead of those guys. But it's not like that's a team filled with weapons, by the way. You have Christian McCaffrey. You don't have great wide receivers over there. Is Baker going to...
DJ Moore's pretty good.
Yeah, DJ Moore's all right.
Yeah.
Beyond that, are they going to shine? Is Baker going to shine? Isn't Robbie Anderson over there now?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's good enough. Like, Baker and a left tackle gives you a better chance to win right now.
Yeah.
If you're Matt Rhule. But if you win nine games...
Yeah, but you can't let Matt Rhule's job status decide what you're going to do as an organization.
Unless Matt Rhule is the primary decision maker. And that's the problem with having a head coach as the primary 53 guy who's in charge of the roster, because just like Bill O'Brien, they make decisions based on what they want now. Now. And it's never good long-term decision making. You're right. What you're saying is 100% right. You should never let Matt Rhule's future dictate how you're going to draft. But what if Matt Rhule's the boss of the team? Well, that's a problem. Matt Rhule helped hire the general manager. So unless the owner steps in and says, hey, I want Malik Willis. We want a guy in here who I feel like can bring us excitement. Maybe he can be like another Cam where he can score touchdowns in multiple ways. The fan base will be excited. That's what I want to do. Okay? So draft him. Well, then you have to. Then there's no choice. You're drafting Malik Willis. You're praying Malik Willis goes off the board before you can get him, if you're Matt Rhule in that case. And who knows? Matt Rhule may really like Malik Willis. I don't know. But winning right away, if that's what you're doing, what does winning right away look like? 9 wins? Is that going to save Matt Rhule's job? 9-8?
It'll help them where he's at
now. I think Matt Rhule is a pretty good coach, by the way. I think Matt Rhule's had a bad situation. He has no quarterback. But Matt Rhule also apparently has been tough to deal with in that building. So the reason, Joe Brady, he got rid of Joe Brady fast.
Yeah.
It didn't take long. And
getting rid of Joe Brady is a huge mistake.
Maybe he should bring in Joe Burrow to be offense coordinator.
Maybe he should.
Joe Brady just coattailed Joe Burrow. There's that possibility too.
Yeah. Or
what's Joe Brady ever really done other than...
Yeah, but what has Joe Burrow done since he left Brady?
Been okay. I bet Joe Brady had... You ready for this? Man, how did Joe Brady do it with Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, and Jamar Chase? How in the world was he able to win with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jamar Chase, literally two of the top five receivers, you could argue, in football, and one of the top five quarterbacks? Boy, Joe Brady's offense is really good.
Unbelievable.
This guy's offense, what a wizard this guy is. Matt Rhule maybe got him in a building and went, oh, what the hell? Where's all the LSU stuff I saw? Well, coach, we don't have Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and Joe Burrow. What the hell are you for then?
Well, I want those guys.
Could have gone down like that, too.
Gary Ryan says, so Altuve's not going to challenge Pete Rose for the all-time hits? Did I say that at one point about Jose Altuve? I'm pretty sure I did, that he would challenge for most hits ever in Major League Baseball history. I'm pretty sure I said that, but I might not have.
You don't know.
I want to see the proof that
you
that I said that. Okay, Gary. So do you have the clip of it? If you don't, then it's just hearsay out there. Here's another. Did you see the PGA Tour? Only it's spelled T-U-O-R, and it's a satirical site. Did you see Jordan Spieth win on Sunday?
Yeah,
and his wife ran out there with the baby, and she's bouncing up and down, and the baby. I mean, it's a little baby.
What do you
baby.
Mean bouncing up and down?
The baby is. She's running, and the baby's like and crying.
I thought you were saying when you're saying the wife is because she's a new mom.
No, not.
And you're saying wife is bouncing up and down.
Not
I'm
everything,
like, well, John.
Not everything.
For the
is
first
sexual,
year, that's going to be the case. Flarn.
Okay, not everything.
It could be a.
The baby was bouncing up and down
mechanism.
And crying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And after being shook to the point of a mild concussion during Annie Spieth's celebratory run on Sunday, baby Sammy Spieth is now out on concussion protocol, cleared to resume normal activities. It's a site that's got all of these different... I'm going to have to follow this. Yep, I'm following right now. PGA T-U-O-R. T-U-O-R. Top Flight and Phil Mickelson agree to a sponsorship.
Is Top Flight still around?
Top Flight is not. I don't know if I've seen a Top Flight ball in 10 years.
So here's a great. So I used to live near a golf course in Pecan Grove. Like I could walk across the street and at that time be on hole number 16. So I used to play a lot of golf when I was, 10 through like 14, 15. And I just started playing just full time basketball, baseball, football. But anyway, so I actually played a lot of golf. I was decent. I mean, I could hit in the 80s whenever I was 14 years old, but I stopped because I was out there.
Because frisbee golf came along.
I went to that. Oh, my God. I just kicked this headphones right off. But we used to go, at Pecan Grove where I lived, we used to go out in the water. We'd be out on a course and we'd go into the woods or go by where there was water. We'd have a golf club with us or a ball retriever. We'd get a bunch of balls. We'd clean it up. And then we would go resell them on the course. Now, we were stupid. We tried to resell at 16 until this one guy said, hey, guys, y'all would do so much better if you did it back at like 14 or 13.
Right.
You'd be way better off doing that. Well, we moved our operation back. We had like 60 golf balls. And I remember, back at that point, Top Flight was, you didn't have a lot of, I'm trying to remember what the golf balls were, but Top Flight was definitely one of the balls that we were selling.
Oh, yeah. No.
100%. Right. That was in the 80s.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, that was one of the...
Top Flight was big.
I mean, Titleist was the biggest.
Yeah, obviously.
Are they still the biggest?
Oh, yeah.
Got to be.
By far.
What are you playing by?
Which of the racially charged streets did you live on in Pecan Grove?
Let's see. That's a great question. I did not... Well, let me think. I lived on Land Grant, which could mean... That was my first street... Which could mean granting land to somebody of Southern descent. Okay. I don't know.
Right.
But we lived on Land Grant. We lived on Austin Colony.
There was a lot of colonies over
Austin
there.
Austin Colony. Right? Although that's not necessarily true because we didn't live on Austin Plantation.
There were plantation streets, though.
Oh, no, no. You had the Grove. There were two parts of Pecan Grove. There was the Grove and the plantation side. Swear on everything. Grove, which was the more poor's. That's where we lived, though.
You
when we first
poor,
moved
we
there.
Always,
well, they were the first ones built. They were less expensive homes, but we were there early on. And then the plantation was when you made it.
Right.
When you got to move to one of the houses in the plantation.
Right.
So we lived on Austin Colony, right? And colonies are colonies were, the Revolutionary War stuff. So that's not necessarily, but Land Grant, Austin Colony, and Morton League. I think Morton League is... We should be good on Morton League, unless I don't know who Morton was.
I don't either.
I mean, that's probably the question: is who is Morton League named after?
Mm-hmm.
I know that Ken Caminiti.
Probably some Southern general or
it
or
might, it
Colonel,
might have been.
Whatever.
Although typically here in Texas, we only go Texas history.
Yeah,
we name stuff after Texas.
Well,
history.
There was plenty of
Sam Houston, Stephen F. Austin,
plenty of good racial stuff going
on
here in
Texas.
Okay,
so here's the schools. All the elementary schools were named. So my schools that I went to school at, I went to Deaf Smith, a guy named Aractus Deaf Smith. So he was some deaf guy. I don't know. So I went to D-E-A-F.
D-E-A-F.
That was his nickname, Deaf. Aractus Smith, Deaf Smith. So I went to a school called
Why,
Deaf Smith.
Why did he
Smith.
Always go, what?
Here are the schools. Deaf Smith, Jane Long. There was Crockett Elementary. There was David Crockett. There was Jackson, which I don't know if it was Andrew Jackson. So there was Jackson Intermediate School. There was, let me see, Jane Long. There was Bowie, a school named Bowie. Literally, it's just Texas.
Yeah.
Primarily
well, guys
Texas.
Who killed a lot of people. Davy Crockett,
I mean,
David.
Well, yeah, they were, they had to go to war
Sam
sometime.
Bowie.
Yeah, not Sam Bowie. Not Sam Bowie. Was it Austin Bowie? I don't know. But most, Lamar was Mirabu B. Lamar. So Lamar Consolidated High School. There's B.F. Terry. I don't know who that was. But all of our schools were named after Texas.
Terry's big, pretty big because Terry, there's, yeah, and Katie, Terry High School. Yeah.
No, Terry is in, no, that's Taylor.
There's a Terry
Katie
High
Taylor.
School, too.
Oh, in there?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's named after the same guy. I don't know. But mostly all of my elementary
probably
schools
probably killed now, a lot of Native Americans. I
think
imagine.
Some of the schools have been renamed. I don't like. Let me see.
Like, can you say Crockett anymore?
I went to Lee.
As many Native Americans as he killed?
I went to
or
Lee.
Or is he canceled?
I went to Lee Elementary, too.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That was Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
So there was Smith, Jackson, Lee, Bowie, Jane Long. Like, primarily Texas-based Terry's Texas Rangers.
Yeah, okay.
That's who Terry is. We just got that in. So, yeah, that was Texas.
Well, there are a lot of streets that have to be renamed in Pecan Grove. Caminiti's, sorry, Chase.
Ken Caminiti's daughter came out
and said that. What street do you live on, Chase? Noose Boulevard?
Oh, never mind. He was a Civil War commander.
Okay.
That's what Dusty said. Terry's Texas Rangers. I think that's the name of the school, maybe Terry's. I didn't know there was a Katy Terry.
Yeah.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
No, I think Katy you're Terry. Right.
Yeah.
I think you must be right. I didn't know. I knew about Katy Taylor. I know about Katy proper, but there's so many people out in the
Well, Katy now, it's got 50 high schools.
Cinco Ranch, yeah. Yeah. So many people there.
Hey, some Davis Mills love. On CBS, we'll give you on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite and fixing up your stuff, man. It's all Shungat, okay? What does it look like? What does your den look like? What does your kitchen look like? If you haven't done anything, what do the floors look like? What do those cabinets look like? How about the countertops? I mean, it's Absolute Marble and Granite, but they do everything, okay? New cabinetry, everything. It doesn't matter what it is. Okay, new vanities, new toilets, so you can replace new flooring for the bathrooms, walls, everything. Put in a new shower, whatever it is, Jeff Aronoff can get that job done. Jeff Aronoff does big jobs. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. Jeff Aronoff puts in all of the countertops or all the vanities in hotels. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. Jeff Aronoff comes to your home and or your business, and he makes it like, man, so much more, so much nicer than it is right now. It's got to be a big job, no job. No, not every job is a Jeff Aronoff job. If you need something big, if you need that big outdoor patio or redoing that entire kitchen or redoing that entire den and bathrooms, what you need is Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822. He does it all. He will give you the estimate. He will give you all the choices. He'll help you select them. He will design it. He will do it all. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:35 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. NFL on CBS. Out of nowhere, at NFL on CBS, put this tweet out. No QB had a higher passer rating in the red zone in 2021 than Davis Mills. 116.8. I've heard people talking about, and listen, a lot of that is read and react real quick, you know, making quick throws. He's got a good enough arm to do that. But I want to tell you something. I've heard people say, well, I don't like, he doesn't follow his progressions. I would wholeheartedly disagree. I've seen Davis Mills go from his first option to his second option to his third and hit that guy. By the way, Davis Mills, I believe, led the league also, not only in passer rating in the red zone, but in passer rating on passes over 20 yards.
Well, it's going to take time. I mean, Davis Mills also is learning how to play football.
Yeah.
What? He's learning how to be a quarterback. He's got, is he up to 20 starts in his career now? Is he finally over 20 total starts in college and pro combined?
I don't believe it.
He hasn't played much football.
No.
He hasn't started a whole lot of football. So anything you say he's not doing right now, come back and see me in 3 years. He may not be, you know, what I want to know is how high a level can he play at. The level he's playing at now is going to get better. He's going to keep getting better with how he plays. He had some real stinkers last year. Even after he came back and played better, he had, who was it that he just sucked against at the end of the year? He had a really awful game late in the season. But he's going to get better. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the nature of quarterback. I don't think Justin Fields is who he is. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is who he is. These guys are going to get better. It's the nature of the position. It's a really hard position. It doesn't just happen automatically for you. So Davis Mills is included in that. It's going to get better for Davis Mills.
Yeah.
So I like the potential. I just need to know how high. I have no doubt that he's going to keep getting better. But what's his level of – is he going to be good or great? Honestly, good's fine now, but I want great. Long term to win, you got to have great.
What kind of attributes did you see in the guy?
First of all, he's got a pro arm.
Great arm.
He's got a great arm.
Great release.
Yes.
I think he's not the most mobile guy. He needs to read the field better. This is coming out. Needs to be able to read the field better and get through his progressions better. I mean,
I thought he did a great job reading his progressions.
That's all stuff.
You see his eyes going from the first to the second and hitting the third guy.
He's an intelligent guy who, the good thing is he played in a pro-style offense at Stanford. So he's more likely to pick it up very, very quickly. Most of these quarterbacks, Kenny Pickett gets through progressions. He's a full field reader. Malik is not. Wasn't really asked to be. Desmond Ritter will get through some. Matt Corral will get through some. But none of these guys are great coming out of college. It's, you know, Trevor Lawrence wasn't. I mean, you're not really asked to do a whole lot of full field reads. So I think that the arm talent's there. What you want to see is the decision making, and then the real key, if Davis Mills is going to become a great quarterback, is how does he play before the snap and after the snap? Is he able to play chess? Is he able to recognize what a team is doing without a quarterback coach telling him stuff, without anyone in his helmet? Can he take what he learns in the meeting room and then when he's out on the field, recognize what defensive fronts and secondaries are doing, recognize when someone's trying to disguise something against him, maybe slow down his cadence so a safety moves a little early so he can recognize what a defense is trying to do. And then does he process that information quickly enough to know where he wants to go with the football? If he gets there, now you're talking about, you know, the Joe Montana stuff and the Tom Brady stuff and Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. They knew, based on what defense you were in, where they were supposed to go with the ball. They knew their offense that well that, okay, if I get this look, this is where I'm going with this because I know my player is a better matchup against that guy. Mm. Or if it's zone, we're just going to take what they give us, and I'm going to get a five-yarder here, and we're going to be second and five. We're going to be third and two, and that's what we're going to do. If he can get to the point where he recognizes what a defense is trying to do and starts playing chess against them, look out. Because he's got the arm. He's got the physical attributes.
Well, and here's the thing is he was injured, right? He was the number one quarterback in high school, coming out of high school.
Right.
He was the number one quarterback.
He was a five-star.
So, whether or not, I mean, does he have the potential to be great? Yes. If you are the number one guy coming out, you have the potential to be a great quarterback. Did he do it in college? No. In large part because of injuries, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And secondly, he chose Stanford.
Now he did get beat out by KJ, what was his name? He went to
Costello.
Yeah, Costello. That's a concern a little bit.
Yeah.
But then, he was a five-star coming out. He had injury concerns.
Tom Brady got beat out by Drew Henson.
I was told if he didn't have the injury concerns, there is a chance he would have been a first-round pick this year.
Yeah.
There is. A late first-rounder because he would have played an extra year. He wouldn't have been a first-rounder based on what he did. You know, everyone just tries to say, how would he be a first-rounder? He doesn't get any better. You think he just because of his quarterback class? No, dummy. If he had waited a year, he would have played a year at Stanford and probably would have.
He got better.
Most people who play, go look at Desmond Ritter his junior year to senior year. He gets a lot better.
Look at Kenny Pickett.
Get a lot better.
Burrow.
Joe Burrow, a lot better.
Huh.
Matt Corral. Oh, my God. Matt Corral had six interceptions against LSU last year. Last year, 21. It was terrible. His decision-making was terrible at times. This year, way better. Way better decision-maker. Way smarter with the football. It happens.
Hmm.
If you don't tell me like, oh, I don't want to be judged off when I was 20. When these guys make mistakes, we shouldn't judge. Guess what? Don't judge the football player they are, quarterbacks, when they're 20 either, because they're going to be smarter, more mature quarterbacks. They're not just more mature people when you get older. You're going to become a more mature quarterback too. And the more you play, the better you get. In what sport are you a better hitter when you hit less? No. Are you a better putter when you don't go out and practice putting, or you don't go putt, or you don't go actually play golf?
Right.
No, there's no sport where you're expected to be better with less reps. No sport. The same thing should be true for quarterbacks. Quarterbacks all get better with more reps. It's just that some guys mentally can't handle it, emotionally can't handle it. They don't have the poise. There are things that can cause you to fail. Primarily, it's a lack of arm talent, a lack of poise are the top two, or a lack of mental processing, because the pieces are moving too quickly for you. Those are the three primary issues. Even if you're a statue, you can still be a good quarterback even as a statue. You just have to be really smart. You got to know where you want to go at the ball. But Philip Rivers played a long time, and that dude is not mobile.
No. Well, he's more mobile than Phillip Rivers. Goodness gracious.
Everybody's more mobile than Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. Goodness. He's more mobile.
Except Carson Strong coming out of Nevada this year because he's had two microfractures in the same knee.
I don't want
he that. Is not more mobile than Phillip Rivers.
Don't draft him. It's 843 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Maybe he could use some QC Kinetics.
Actually, that's not even a joke. Actually, not a QC. Joke. No, QC Kinetics is 100% something that this draft prospect should be looking into because he has had those same issues. QC Kinetics, I've said this before and I will say it again. The reason that they're so important is because so many of you right now are dealing with pain. You're dealing with joint pain that you've been dealing with for a long time. And it could be in your shoulder. It could be in your back. It could be in your knee. It could be in your ankle. I don't care where it is. I can just tell you this. QC Kinetics can really help you. There's brand new treatments that are regenerative treatments that can restore tissue. And these are biological therapies. I'm not talking about surgery. I'm not talking about steroids. QC Kinetics is a leader in the field of exciting biological therapies that are going to help and they're going to give you lasting results. If you've got pain that is not going away, it's chronic pain in your knee, your shoulders, your hip, your back, listen, don't just give up and give in. Why don't you check out my friends at QC Kinetics? You can give them a call at 713-913-5285 for a free consultation. These regenerative processes are all natural, and they can help restore tissue. How about restoring damaged tissue and healing the body from within? That is an unbelievable opportunity, and you can read up the reviews. This is legitimate technology and or legitimate therapies that can make a real difference in the quality of your life. 713-913-5285. Learn more about biological therapies that are changing the way we think about dealing with joint pain with QC Kinetics.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The greatest NIL deal is out. John Daly II, the son of PGA Pro John Daly. His first NIL deal?
You notice, by the way, juniors are out. In all my NFL draft stuff I see now.
His second?
It's the second, yeah.
Why? What is it?
I don't think people like being known as junior. I think they think it's cooler to be the second. Look at John Daly's son.
Yeah, he's the second.
Why is there a
second? I mean, you want to talk about identical, that face?
The hair is not blonde, but the face is exactly
the face same. Is exactly his dad.
Like a bulldog got hit by a shovel.
And he is his NIL deal is Hooters. It doesn't get any better than that.
No. Did you read what he said?
No, what did he say? I've seen my father's great relationship with Hooters over the years, and I'm proud to continue my family's association with this iconic brand. Is that what the one you were talking about? That one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's awesome. It is an iconic brand. It's
his,
Hooters.
His dad's relationship.
Well, his dad has been, I mean, he makes no bones about it. He sets up shop in Augusta, Georgia. I've seen him. I've talked to him there.
Where?
Outside the Hooters there.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Don't think we have it. I mean, there are very few places in Augusta to drink. And I mean, the Hooters is right there. And you go and you drink and you eat wings and. And John Daly's there. That's what happens every year. He's been doing it for years, forever.
So you always see him?
Yeah.
That's not a big deal.
Every time you go, you see John
Who's
Daly.
Who's more man of the people, you?
Me and John
your
Daly.
Jets or Daly?
Oh, no, me and John Daly about the same, I would say.
I'm looking at your shoes now.
What
Those
shoes?
Are not man of the people
yes,
shoes.
Yes, they are. I mean, they're more, are you kidding? They're just regular gym shoes. That's all.
Who makes those?
I know some Japanese company.
They're zippers. Japanese gym shoes
yeah.
with a zipper on the side of your
yeah.
high tops?
Yeah.
That's not a regular man of the people shoes.
It's the man of the
Put
people
on,
shoes.
Tell you what, you come in some New Balance. tomorrow.
New Balance.
Bring him in some New Balance or some Asics.
Are you, RJ, are you a New Balance guy? Is that what we're doing?
Nobody's a New Balance
guy. Heck no.
See? The only Why do New I Balance, have to wear New Balance?
Man of the people?
No, that's not the people. That's like the geriatrics. I ain't old.
You mean like there's
Why don't you go eat at Luby's today?
Hold on. Luby's used to be delicious when they were open.
Well, they don't put salt on anything because people will die immediately if there's any salt on their food.
What about Cleburne's?
Oh, no. Cleburne's is excellent. Yeah.
It's the same. It's a...
Well, it's older.
It's an old folks
home.
Well,
it's a buffet, so that old people naturally...
I mean, it's good.
No, it's great.
I haven't been there for probably a decade at least. But I like the cafeteria stuff. You could pick... Yeah. Invariably, you know, it always lets you down a little bit. You went out like, yeah, I was expecting more. The breaded fish. Every time I go for this breaded fish, and every time, it's just not that great.
No. No, New Balance. I ain't doing no New Balance.
Okay, who is the official sponsor? Who's the biggest NBA sponsor? Who's the biggest NBA representative for New Balance? Do you know? It's going to make sense.
No idea.
RJ?
Who is Kawhi Leonard?
That's right.
Well, that's perfect.
Kawhi Leonard is a New Balance
guy. That's perfect.
New Balance went out. They said, you know, we can't get anyone hip in basketball. Tim Duncan's out of the business now, so we're done with... Is there anyone that's kind of like Tim Duncan at all? And they said, well, I mean, there's Kawhi. I don't know. He's probably going to say no. Let's ask him, Kawhi, will you do some stuff with New Balance? Absolutely. And then who is Steph Curry? His is not Reebok, is it? Who's Steph? Reebok's trying to make a comeback and a rebrand. But who's Steph? Because Steph's shoes are kind of... Remember, everyone was making fun of Steph's shoes.
Yeah.
For being janky tennis shoes. Well,
they were
like nurses.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Yeah.
But now, that's the style. I know. The real clunky, big-ass heels. Under Armour.
Well, they need some help.
But you know that's the style now, right?
Yeah.
Nikes and Adidas are making these, like, big shoes might have seen in the 90s.
Yeah.
In, like, 92. I'm like, golly, are these L.A. Gears?
They're terrible. They're back, bro.
Back. And so are short shorts. My son, Alec, I'm like, what is it? What are we doing? Why is this coming back? I thought we had all agreed that we could have moderately above the knee. I didn't think we were going to nut hug time again.
No.
Are we really nut hugging again?
The kids now, love
that. Now, it's not that far. Like, they're more mid-thigh. It's mid-thigh, but... It's just too flashback for me to buy that. I got to go, okay, look, I don't want AI with Georgetown. I don't want Lee Mayberry and Todd Daypants shorts. I'm not asking for that. But what I am saying is I think we need to moderate these short-ass shorts. They can never go back to Stockton-esque. But they're actually getting close.
Yeah.
And you have players now rolling up their shorts because they're like, this isn't high enough. I need to roll them up. You suspect.
I don't know if you remember Chris Douglas Roberts, but he was trying to bring them back.
CDR, yeah.
Yeah, CDR was trying to bring them back. He went to New Orleans, short shorts with the Clippers, short shorts. I just never got
it. They eventually took.
Yeah, but I don't get, like, why if you're going to wear the under, you know, that's what thigh I don't know. Warmers, why are you going to wear short? And then, like, the thigh warmers are just, like, right there. Why not just wear
Yeah,
long
it's
shorts?
Almost like you did that. So it used to be you saw guys – the first ones I remember doing it was, I want to say Michigan, where they realized we don't like these shorts being this short. We like the biker shorts because they give us a little more length. Then Illinois came out, the Flying Illini – with Kendall Gill and that squad, it seemed like they had the longest shorts ever because they came above the knee. Like, oh my God, look at these baggy shorts. Rap is killing basketball. Like, what? No, I'm sorry, what now? Well, and then Day and Lee Mayberry go, watch this. And then it was AI. And then
Fab Five had a
Fab
big part.
Fab Five were right were after Flying Illini. And you're right, they're the ones who took it even longer. Yeah. Flying Illini, where I was like, whoa, those are long. And then Fab Five took it all the way. And that was considered crazy. And then, like I said, Arkansas, some of the Georgetown players. Now we got guys rolling up their waistbands.
Well, last year, one of the
Cougs
wore his shorts.
One of them.
Yeah.
Many of them.
Yeah, a few of them. Can't you put on some more cloth on those? I mean, it's just the opposite of what you're looking at. For, you know, like volleyball players. How about, yeah, those volleyball players that wanted to wear the long
Never
shorts?
Shaggy shorts.
No,
shaggy
no, shorts. No. And they fought, and it was a, actually, there was some kind of a fight, a stink about this basketball team, about this volleyball team, Olympic volleyball team, that wanted to wear longer shorts, and, you know, their country said, no, you're not wearing those, and then they fought them, and they let them wear them, and that's just a bad precedent to set in volleyball.
Well, I know where you're
it's
going.
It's a horrible
I know where you're
horrible
going.
Precedent.
You would think it also is not the best for, like, kind of weighs you down a little bit. You never see swimmers swimming in, like, big-ass
no,
swim trunks.
No.
Hey, what's Todd got those board shorts on for? He's swimming?
No,
Katie Ledecky's wearing, yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. My God, Michael Phelps is wearing board shorts, and he's got a big furry back, too.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Shave
it
down and wear the nut and wear the speeders, and I guess that's what you do. Be as fast as you can.
Well, so I thought that there was a rule. See, John Daly II has a Hooters NIL deal, but I thought that there was a rule against, well, this isn't an SOB, a sexually oriented business.
Oh, my God, they're right. Lester Quinones? Have you seen what he's rocking?
No, but John Daly II, I didn't know that you could have an alcohol NIL sponsor. I'm not sure.
If there is one, it's going to be
John Daly II. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if there is one.
Oh, no. That's too much. No, pull your shorts down, son.
You should get fine.
Pull your shorts
you
down,
should
son.
Get fine
Look
for
at
that.
Deshaun Watson leading
Memphis.
The team.
Memphis. I mean,
Let's
you should get fine the for side. These kind of these kind of shorts right here. Yeah. Now, this is what was played in the 80s.
Yeah.
This should get you fined.
No.
Now, he's a kid that goes to Memphis. He plays at Memphis State, but he should 100% be fined for that.
By the way, Jalen Duren is coming out. I like Jalen Duren a lot. He's a nice player. We'll see where he goes in the draft. 858 ESPN 90s. Maybe he falls to the Rockets' second pick with the Nets. Maybe he falls there. That would be totally, totally sweet.
Wow.
713-780-3776. Bob Nightingale is going to be joining us at 9:30 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about my peeps over Chastang Ford right now. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, you see my people. You design your truck. You design your car, whatever it is. Now, no more packages. Like, and I talked about this before. Hey, listen, this is the package that I want with the Expedition, but I didn't need the sunroof. It came along with the package. I had to take the sunroof, and that's the one that I wanted. Chastang Ford said, you get the one that you want, the package that you want. We're not going to add anything on it. But that was the package. It came with the sunroof. I don't want a sunroof. That's fine. I'm not going to get a sunroof with my next one because I'm going to order it, and I'm going to customize it exactly as I want it. The color, or the seats, the bed liner, everything in it, I am going to customize for my needs, and I'm going to do that every single time. And when I'm ordering these trucks, I'm not paying MSRP. I'm getting the best rebates I can possibly get. And, hey, by the way, the electric truck is coming out. And not only that, but tax-wise, it's going to help you out as well. Oh, and by the way, not paying for gas. But here's the deal, is if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, there's one place to go. It's to see my favorite people in this business. It's not even arguable. They are the nicest people, and they're going to get the job done for you, and you're going to be part of the family, and you're going to love doing business with Chastang Ford, I promise you. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck or pre-owned vehicle, they've got plenty on the lot as well. All you got to do is go to ChastangFord.com, or you can go to 610 on Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.